I'm a lefty.
I know, I was gonna say, it's never over here.
I went to West Boston.
Okay, ready? Good evening. This is the June 14th, 2018 Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting. If everybody would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that the entire board is present. Are there any staff from county that's here this evening?
Joel McCullough, Conference of Planning.
Stephanie Halsey with Commissioner Ben Gibson's office. Juan Cabas with Commissioner Ben Gibson's
office. I'm sorry, your name again? Both of you. From property management?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing that there is none, approval of the minutes from the April 12th, 2018.
I will make a motion to approve April 12th minutes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for June 14th. I have a couple of item changes. Move item number 4 under planning and zoning to be heard first. And then we've also received letters for items number 1 and 2 to be held until our June 28th, 2018 board meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. We have an agenda for this evening. Informational items, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing happening. Summer recess.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm good. It's fine, thank you. Planning and zoning. So, number DR-18-0371, County of Clark, Parks and Community Services, Design Review. For proposed outdoor education and nature connection center in conjunction with the Wetlands Park on a portion of 237.6 acres in a public facility zone, generally located on the north side of Wetland Parks Lane, 1,000 feet east of Broadbent Boulevard within Whitney. Is the applicant here? Do you need... Oh, you don't? Our easels apparently are locked up. Yeah, that's fine. We'll walk over there. Please say your name for the record.
Cheryl Davies, Southwood Landscape Architects. Through the consultant, Park County, has worked on the design of those wetlands, parks.
mentioned that it was at Robin and Trump here. As you go into that area, there is actually a main parking lot. We're west of that. And we are...
Excuse me. Could you put the poster behind you on that one so we could...
Just so we can see a little bit more.
Yeah, while you're talking. There you go. That.
Perfect.
Perfect.
It is adjacent to an existing neighborhood park. It's just east of it. We'll be sharing an existing restroom facility. So that's where this is located right here. This is where the Nature Center building is. And this is where the main parking lot is. So if you're familiar with that, this is the neighborhood park. So blown up, this is the neighborhood park, and here's the existing restroom facility. So this 1 acre park is designed to incorporate not only a park of playability, but also an educational component. We want to bring users of all ages and all abilities to use this space, learn about nature, feel comfortable with nature so that they can take this education and go on and use it throughout the rest of the nature preserve and the trail system. How we've done that is you're providing different educational play components with sort of like themes with interpretive signage and educational opportunities throughout. As an example, we would have maybe animal habitats and we would have some play equipment that would allow the users to become a bird by immersing themselves in a nest or climbing on a spider web. We may have a pollinator area where we'll have educational interpretive signage, but also the ability to play and interact with musical instruments, ants, flowers, bees, and so forth. So it's not just a play area, it's also an educational area. We want to kind of blur the lines so the users get immersed totally in the whole concept of that. The main pathway will be concrete, so it'll be easily accessible to all users. We also have some secondary pathways of stabilized decomposed granite, and then, of course, under all play equipment, we'll have safety services. Within the design as well, like I said, we have interpretive signage. Also, as a component of this, an offshoot of it, we'll be providing some interpretive signage and wayfinding for the trail system that's associated with this to help the users navigate and orient themselves as they use the trail system. So the main goal is to connect the users to the outdoor experience by discovery, play, learning, and making it comfortable for them. So we've included quite a few large shade trees to provide shade. And also, this whole area around here will be native plantings that we're going to protect in place. So you're kind of immersed. You're not just a new, brand new playground. You're actually surrounded by some of the natural environment as well. We'll have some benches throughout, provided by trees with shade, and then picnic areas with shade shelters as well.
Excuse me, I cannot. There'll be an opportunity.
Oh,
correct.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I was asking my team.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, this is a really exceptional and exciting park. I think it's going to be well used. It's going to bring users into this area, and we hope it becomes actually a prototype, maybe a future educational outdoor parks.
Is that the end of your presentation?
That is.
Okay, thank you. So this is a public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this item?
Yes.
Step forward and state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes to ask questions.
Okay. My name is Anita Tosa. I live in Tropicana Palms, and I volunteer.
Can you please spell your last name?
T-O-S-O. and I volunteer at the wetlands. My question is, how does this area not compete against the exhibit hall that's at the nature park?
Well, the intent of this is different. It's if you're very familiar with the exhibits inside of the building, this is actually trying to bring people outdoors and use outdoors. So these elements are a little bit different. They're natural rocks to climb on, natural logs to climb on, bees and, you know, different kinds that...
Is it taking away from the trails?
No, not at all. No, in fact, we're hoping this is a starting point, that as the users come and use this, they get so comfortable with it, mm-hmm. and with the orientation.
Where's the nature center for you? In comparison to you.
Anybody else? Step forward, state your name, please, and spell it.
Mary Maui, M-A-U-E.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my house backs onto the wetlands, and so I'm curious how much light will be involved in this at night.
We'll have some lighting in the shade structures and some minimal lighting along the trails. We're taking that into consideration. When we had the electrical engineer, we were well aware that there's homes adjacent to the park, right across the street from the existing park. So it's quite a distance away.
Will they be shaded down?
Yes,
so that they're not like shining.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's
Any other comments from the public? Okay, seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening this to the board. I'll go first.
Go right ahead.
So how many people can the theater part see? The amphitheater with the log benches, how many people?
Approximately, well, I'm assuming 2 people per bench, and there's about 15 benches.
So are you anticipating school groups coming out? Okay, and there's ample parking then for school buses to come for the field trips?
Yeah, there's the main parking lot over here.
Mm-hmm.
That is huge.
And where's the restroom facility then in relationship to the theater?
Just look this over a little bit.
Good.
It's right here. So
okay.
It's right next to it.
Okay, so the children have
yes.
ample access.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. And then how often is it going to be used, the theater? Are you anticipating something once a week, every day?
We don't know. That will be programmed through the Wetlands Park
okay.
facility. As designers, I don't know what
that would be. Okay. And then for the shelters, because we've had this come up before, for the picnic shelters, are you going to have any kind of deterrent on the top to keep the birds away? You know how like the little spike things are starting to be put up, and it's a suggestion that we're making more and more as things are coming in front of us to keep the birds away, or you know, either the spikes or the spinny things. I'm sure there's a more formal term for that.
Hi, Tara Carroll, Park County Rural Property Management. We can add that as a design feature to those shade structures, but Wetlands Park being a nature preserve, we don't want to put too much of a deterrent there to deter the rest of the wildlife out there, because that's what kind of one of the whole purposes of the park. But we can definitely put in some kind of deterrent to prevent nesting
right.
of birds on the structure. Yes.
Okay. Just a suggestion of that we've been making the last couple months. Okay. And then are there trash cans that are also going to be put there for people who are coming
yes,
picnicking?
There will be animal-proof waste receptacles throughout. We've got 4 around 1 acre right here, and easy to access areas. So maintenance can come through and
good. Definitely. And so, and I know you're the designer for this, but has there, I'm sure there must have been some kind of talk or consideration about the homeless coming in and using those log benches for something to sleep on. Is what has been the conversation or thought?
For the most part, we've left the park open, so the visibility from the parking lot, so if the police department is patrolling, they can see in and see if there's anybody in there. You know, Wetlands Park hours are dawn to dusk, and so it pretty much shuts down at dark, and I understand people do come in after hours. Wetlands Park is working on some security measures,
okay.
Those I can't talk about because I don't have all that information, but we did design the park so that it's built for small children, so they're not like 6-foot benches that somebody can comfortably sleep on. They're smaller benches. You know, people won't find a way to, you know, use things that are there. But again, we've designed it so it's open visibility, so you can see into it from the parking lot, or they can drive in on the sidewalks, or 10-foot wide, so they can actually drive in and shine some spotlights if they need to.
Okay, great. Good information.
Yep.
Those are my questions.
I didn't have anything other than the hours. I see that it's dusk to dawn, so it's going to be closed down as the park is.
Essentially, yes.
I mean, dawn to dusk. Yeah, okay. That was one of my concerns.
Paul?
You mentioned shade trees and so on, but I see here you've also mentioned a 12 and 17 foot shade canopy. Where exactly are those located?
How long does it stay on for once the motion activates?
You can set those lights. You can set them for whatever.
Is there a standard that is used for the other parks, like 3 minutes, 5 minutes? Any other questions? Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the design review for DR18-0371 as proposed tonight at the presentation.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to approve as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
The next item is AR-18-400120, UC-0397-17 Global Harmony Leasing LLC, a use permit first application for review for a marijuana establishment, a retail marijuana store, in conjunction with an existing dispensary within an existing office warehouse building on 0.6 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in a MUD 3 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Stephanie Street and the north side of Emerald Avenue within Whitney.
Hello.
Hello. Please state your name for the record and spell it, please.
Hi, I'm Kima Ogden. Last name is spelled O-G-D-E-N.
Is my last name from Kima?
Ogden, O-G-D-E-N. Oh, I'm sorry, Kima, K-E-M-A.
John Eichman, H-E-I-S-H-M-A-N.
And the floor is yours.
So we're basically here for year review, so basically
6 months.
Six months. And we wanted to open the floor up to any questions about how things are going. We don't really have a standard list of what you guys were looking for today or anything like that. So.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this particular item? So it's a use permit review for a marijuana dispensary, the one that's down on Stephanie. When they first were approved, we put a condition on it that they had to come back in 6 months. Emerald, down by the power plant.
Okay.
Do you have questions that you'd like to
ask?
Okay. Is there anyone who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening this to the board. So, I'll go first. Well, I have noticed that traffic has increased a whole lot. I probably go by there. I think it's being handled fairly well. I haven't noticed any accidents or so forth, but there is a whole lot of traffic that's coming in and out of there. One of the questions I have, kind of paying attention to the news, it's my understanding that this is still a cash-only facility, correct? That you still don't have places to bank. And so I've seen on the news that some other places have gotten robbed as a result of that. Have you guys resolved any of that? Is it still a federal issue, or is there still a lot of cash without getting into the details? I guess it's just kind of the consideration of your business is doing really well, and is it a magnet for the cash that's there?
Yeah, so people are trying to make motions and different ways to make it to where we can use the banking system. And there are ways to do that, but it's just too much oversight for a bank to do, and most banks kind of, the big banks don't want to do it because they have to hold your hand the whole way, and the fees start piling up. So there are some different cashless systems that are being put into play right now. We're trying to utilize those. And it's referring to the robberies that did happen. It ended up being one group of people. They hit a couple at the same. In a few weeks, they went around, and so they've been caught, and nothing's happened since then.
And we have not had any robberies or attempts at our location. We haven't had any incidents where we've had to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great security company that works with us and lighting, and we make sure we're pretty aware of what's happening with our customers walking them out with different things. And like you said, we definitely are implementing a lot of different options, prepaid cards, things like that you can do so that the cash flow is not as heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a lot of different other systems that allow us to make sure that we try to be as safe as we possibly can there.
Great. Yeah, I've noticed whenever I've driven by, I've always seen your security guard, you know, kind of out front and walking around. And so I definitely.
They've actually had to do, like, call for other businesses around, and, you know, like, so it's actually helped the neighborhood as far as I'm concerned. there was like, you know, different incidents around the corner, and they've asked us if we think we use our camera system, you know, things like that. So I think it overall it's helped other businesses around us.
Do you guys, when I go by there, I see, so you guys are on the right-hand side. Do you also own or lease the left-hand side of the building, or is that all encompassing and it's just you only go in that one door?
It is all our building, so we utilize the whole building ourselves, but it is, everyone just goes in the one door.
In the one door.
And you can't get into the other side without security codes and everything. And the whole building is monitored camera system according to the state regulations and those county regulations.
Okay. And my last comment I had was, I do see that the crime report was submitted, but for me it kind of was a moot point because it says for a 1 mile radius, which is going to include Boulder Highway, which has been a high crime area anyways for many, many years. So I kind of felt like it wasn't, to you guys, it wasn't a fair thing to submit because there was just no indication within a whole mile of where you're located that you guys had anything to do with the particular crime rate.
Yeah, so. I would agree with that assessment. If you look at it, it's like almost like a bullseye. You see us right in the center. It's a clear spot of many incidents.
Correct.
Most of it's all around Boulder Highway.
And that's, I just wanted to state that for the record on behalf of you. Board? Comments? Jerry?
I have no comment. I'm ready to make a motion.
The security was an issue when you first came to us. Venture Business said there were several places that did drop.
There was, I think, two or three dispensaries that were either attempted all at closing hours.
Do all of you have the same security company? You're all have different security companies?
Or different security.
Are they trained to handle this kind of a situation or robbery? Or
yeah,
are they just,
absolutely.
They just trained to walk around and.
No, we have armed security, and they're veterans, and they're also high, qualified. They're a cool company. They went through the system to make sure they have their cards and the whole nine, so they're a legit company. And you don't have to have, and different jurisdictions have different regulations for that, but we chose to go with.
Also, the weaknesses that the other companies were breached, we don't have that existing at our facility.
Companies that you just have like a kid standing there or something. It's not a real presence of security. Security is very, very important to us. So we make sure, you know, that everybody that comes, even in that security company, although it's separate, you know, we have to feel comfortable with the person that they hire and bring in there. It's different.
Yeah, we approve everyone that they put on our property.
Control the access of the door too, but just the general public.
Yeah, because it's not a plaza, and that helps.
You can't just walk in. You have to be physically
Do you guys collect any kind of demographics? Just out of curiosity, so I noticed an awful lot of cabs and Ubers coming, and so I wonder, are you the closest to the airport?
Well, there's a cab company.
Well, I know there's
so that looks like it's misleading a little because there's like they're always coming by.
But no, I see them coming out of your parking lot. So I know it's not the cab company.
We're not the closest to the airport, but we do have some people that come into town and come right to us. But for a majority, we're mostly local.
Yeah.
Oh.
Majority.
That's local. Interesting. Okay. Any other questions? Uh-huh. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
I will make a comment and a motion. I have visited your establishment, and I can attest to your security. So I just want to say that for the record. So based on that, I will make a motion for approval based on staff recommendations, including the removal of the time limit.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor to approve as submitted and to remove the time limit for review. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Take care.
Right.
Moving on to the next agenda item, general business. Do we have any? I guess this goes back just under general business. The county was here doing review for the different zoning and changes. Jerry and I, for the open house, Jerry and I went and made a few suggestions, and they said that they'll be in front of us in a couple months, so we can take a look at that closely. Any idea when we'll see that? Like in the fall? Okay, great. Next agenda item, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any general public comment? Okay, seeing that there is none, our next meeting date is set for June 28th, 2018. We are adjourned.